Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Tuesday, May 7th. It's brought to you this morning by Churchill Shoes. Footwear needs. Chuck says it's time to retire, and that means unbelievable savings for you. From now until the store closes at the end of May, stop in for the most incredible sale ever at Churchill Shoes. Huge store-wide savings on both men's and women's shoes. Your feet will never be happier than when they're wearing Sash shoes. You'll love them. But hurry, when the store inventory is gone, it's gone for good. 75 years is a long time, and May isn't that far away. Stop and save now at the going out of business sale at Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall from now until the end of May. And Chuck says thank you to all of his great customers throughout the years. We'll miss you, Chuck. Stop into Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. By the way, all shoes now, 50% off at Churchill Shoes. Well, our weather today, rain on and off pretty much all morning until, well, late afternoon. Also, very windy conditions again today. Our high today, right around 63 degrees. Staff at Red River Potatoes and Grand Forks evacuated this morning after a report of a structure fire on Mill Road just before 3 a.m. When crews arrived, they found heavy smoke coming from the front of the building. Now, when they entered, they found a product on fire inside of a large dehydrator. They were able to put it out quickly. The equipment sustained minimal damage. Fire officials say all employees were able to exit the building and no one was injured. McLean County State's Attorney Lad Erickson says he does not plan to recommend a jail sentence for Bismarck lawmaker Jason Doctor. He's been convicted of violating an obscure conflict of interest law on the lease of an office building. It took the district court jury on Friday about 90 minutes to find Doctor guilty of a Class A misdemeanor. Erickson says, given the circumstances of the case, he doesn't consider Doctor a criminal. Remodeling of the building, partly owned by Doctor, cost about $1.7 million more than expected. It was leased to the Attorney General's Office and Department of Health. Well, a GoFundMe page been set up to help Bennett Breen pay for his medical costs. Breen's a native of Belcourt. He's been a prominent artist in the state since graduating from the University of North Dakota. Now, he's had pieces in such locations as the Grand Forks Police Station and the State Capitol grounds in Bismarck. He's likely best known, though, for his Sioux logo design, which was used by the university for a decade before the Sioux name was permanently retired. The GoFundMe page says that Breen was diagnosed with stomach cancer in August of last year. He's currently undergoing chemotherapy. The Breen family has also arranged a benefit that will be held Thursday, May 23rd from 5 to 8 p.m. They're accepting items to be donated for a silent auction. We'll have Ben's brother and cousin in the studio on Monday at 11 o'clock, and we'll talk about that fundraiser. We've got more news coming up for you right after this. What can drones do for you or your company? iSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. iSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at iSightDrones.com. What can iSight Drone Services do for you? Well, a North Dakota boy is back from his run of the season's Master Chef Junior. 11-year-old Binford native Alfred Eggermont says he's been cooking since he was 6 years old. Now, Eggermont said he first saw Master Chef Junior on TV a few years ago and decided he wanted to be on the show himself. He said Chef Gordon Ramsay was very kind to him and made friends with the other competitors. Eggermont did end up beating Chef Ramsay in a foot race in the final episode. The young chef will be one of the celebrity judges in the Mac and Cheese Fest this weekend. All right, finally in sports now, Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns powered Minnesota's 106-80 blitz of the Denver Nuggets last night, 106-80. Wow. Gives the Timberwolves a 2-0 lead in the Western Conference semifinals over the reigning but reeling NBA champions. And that was all without Rudy Gobert, who stayed back home for the birth of his new child. Game 3, by the way, is on Friday. Major League Baseball, Twins back winning again. They won yesterday over Seattle 3-1 behind Simeon Woods, 8 strikeouts. Twins and Mariners play again today at 6:40. That's what, 13 out of the last 14 games. High school baseball today, if there's no rainouts, East Grand Forks at Barnesville at 4:30. Red River hosting West Fargo at 5. Grand Forks Central at Fargo North. That game will be at 6 o'clock tonight. High school softball yesterday had Red River beating Valley City 13-1. East Grand Forks got, wow, they got killed. They lost to Badger Greenbush Middle River 21-5. Today has Grand Forks Red River at Fargo Davies and West Fargo Cheyenne at 4:30 and 6:15. Central hosts Devils Lake at 4:30. And girls high school soccer today, Grand Forks Red River at Fargo South, Fargo Shanley at Grand Forks Central. Both of those games start at 7 o'clock. And that's your morning update brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls in the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up. Team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. All righty, hidden agendas on at 11 o'clock today. Sleepy Joe's disapproval ratings, bad dogs, student loans, and a whole lot more will be discussed. Make sure you tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us, all right? Hey, we all know the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.